Are you tired of struggling to communicate in English? Do you want to take your language skills to the next level? The key to mastering any language is paying attention to the details, and that's where the noticing hypothesis comes in. By actively noticing the grammar, vocabulary, and speaking patterns of native speakers, L1 English speakers, you can drastically improve your English language and speaking skills. Follow these 7 strategies and watch your fluency soar. We'll be right back after this short break. Hypothesis is a theory in second language acquisition that suggests that learners' ability to notice and attend to differences between their first language and their second language they are learning plays a crucial role in their language development. The idea is that when learners are able to notice and pay attention to these differences, they are more likely to learn and retain new language forms and structures. Let's get into the strategies. 1, pay attention to how native speakers, L1 English speakers, use the language. Listen closely to how native speakers use English and try to imitate their speech patterns and word choice. For example, if you're listening to an L1 native English speaker give a presentation, pay attention to the way they stress certain words and how they use pauses and intonation to convey meaning. 2, notice the grammar and vocabulary of the language. Pay attention to the grammatical structures and vocabulary used by L1 English speakers and try to incorporate them into your own speech and writing. For example, if you are reading a news article, pay attention to the way the article is structured and the vocabulary that is used. Try to incorporate some of these structures and vocabulary into your own speech and writing. 3, use authentic materials. Use authentic materials like news articles, podcasts, and TV shows to expose yourself to the language as it is actually spoken and written. And we share authentic materials with you at Advanced English and Explorning, in addition to our private community Explorning Academy. So, for example, with authentic materials, you might watch a TV show or movie in English with subtitles or without subtitles, or you might listen to an English podcast such as this one in English. These materials will expose you to the language as it is actually spoken and written in real-world contexts. 4, take note of any new words or phrases. When you encounter a new word or phrase, take note of it and try to use it in your own speech or writing. For example, if you come across a new word or phrase while reading or listening to something, write it down and look up the definition. Try to use the word or phrase in your own speech, in your own conversations, or in your writing. 5, practice with a language partner. Find a language exchange partner or a tutor who can help you practice speaking and listening to the language. For example, find someone who speaks English as their native L1 language and practice speaking and listening to the language with them. You can take turns speaking and correcting each other's mistakes as one of the things that you practice. You can also join Exploring Academy where you can interact with me as well as the other members of the community. That way you get plenty of social interaction and you have many language partners you can practice with. 6. Use self-correction. When you make a mistake, try to correct yourself and pay attention to the correct way of saying or writing something. For example, if you make a mistake while speaking, stop and think about what you said incorrectly. Then try to correct yourself and say it correctly. 7, reflect on your progress. Take some time to reflect on your progress and consider what you need to work on in order to improve your English skills. For example, take some time at the end of each week or month to reflect on your progress in learning English. Think about what you've learned and what you still need to work on in order to improve your language skills. You can also keep a journal to track your progress and set goals for yourself. That's a great way to stay on track. Are you ready to put this all into practice? Well, I have a quest for you, as well as some challenges you can do when practicing these concepts. You'll be able to find that when you join my private community, Explearning Academy. So if you'd like to access the resources I mentioned, like the quest, the challenges, the discussion that goes along with it, and an opportunity to submit questions or ask me live, as well as to engage with other global members of the community, then sign up for Explearning Academy using the link below. I hope to see you there. So in conclusion, mastering a new language is no easy feat, but with dedication and practice, it is definitely achievable. By following the 7 strategies of the noticing hypothesis, you can actively improve your English language skills and speaking skills by paying attention to the details of the language. So don't be discouraged if you're struggling at first. With persistence and the right approach, you can become proficient in English and communicate effectively with confidence. Keep at it, and you'll be on your way to social fluency in no time. Thank you so much for spending time with me here today. I really appreciate it. I'm so glad you joined me. I'm so glad that you're working on your English proficiency and leveling up your communication skills. You are on your way to social fluency. If you want more content like this, daily touch points with me, and access to a private global community where you can practice your English with me and others on very similar journeys to you, then I really encourage you to join Exploring Academy. That's where you're going to get daily touch points every day and work on improving your skills. And if you enjoyed this lesson, show it some love on the podcast, on the YouTube channel, and on our blog, and sign up for a free newsletter. It is on explearning.co and advancedenglish.co. All right, see you in the next one.